So British Summer's time has actually arrived, and we are in the Lincolnshire Epic Centre. And why are we at the Lincolnshire Epic Centre today, now that British Summer time has arrived, Amelia?
We are here for Countryside Links, which is the first event of its kind here at the showground. So we've been working really hard, well, especially Rosie Crust, has been working exceptionally hard planning this family-friendly event for us.
We saw Rosie as we came in. Actually, she was so busy she didn't even have a chance to acknowledge us, but I'm sure we'll catch up with her later. Chloe's with us. How are you, Chloe?
I'm well, thank you, Alexi.
Very good indeed. And I've got a squad, as you might tell. They're sort of moving all over the place here, but we'll just bring them in to actually have a few words. First of all, we've got Emma Tinson. Emma, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You, of course, were here together with Jessica for the Countryside Food and Drink Gifts Festival at Christmas.
Yes, so it's going to be nice to see it in a different light. It'll be interesting.
And Jessica, welcome along to Countryside Links.
Hello there, Alex.
All excited by this, I can tell. Exactly.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
And Sue Royce, your first official Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM online location report.
It is, yeah, and I'm really excited to be here, actually, because I've brought the little Bridget, who's seven, so we're going to see what she sees, what she thinks about it from her perspective. And I've never been here before when there's been another event on. Normally, I'm only here for the Lincolnshire Show, which is a great, enormous two-day event. So I'm really looking forward to see what they're going to do on the site today.
And Amelia, Sue did not even realise the Epic Centre was here. She hadn't sort of been here since the Epic Centre has been built.
Wow. Well, yes, it's definitely here. It's been here since 2008, but it's definitely an asset to the showground.
Dylan is currently on the far side of the room. That's Dylan Royce, of course, MA Community Radio. And Bridget, who's looking quizzically at the whole sort of signs and various other bits of pieces. We've got a few words. She's being beckoned over now very quickly by Sue. It's going to be a wonderful thing here. This is one of the reasons, Amelia, why we'll have two teams going off in all sorts of ways. Bridget, what are you looking forward to today?
I'm looking forward to...
She's looking forward to everything.
Sausage making? We've got sausage making today.
I'm looking forward to seeing the little baby animals.
The little baby animals.
Yes, we're also really excited. In fact, we've just been to see them, haven't we, Chloe? That was our first port of call. Yes, there are lots of baby animals.
So where would you like to divide us up into? Because we've got two teams, obviously, today, Amelia. We've got Jessica and Emma and myself, and then there's Bridget and Sue and probably Ed and Dylan. Where are you going to send us?
Okay, so we've got lots of different zones. We've got six zones. So it might be worth sending a couple of people to the food zone to be able to go and make some hot cross buns, soup making, ice cream making. I think Bridget would probably like that. But also go and see the baby animals as well. But we've got tractor zone. We've also got a countryside ring where there's entertainment. So Ed might like that. So there's lots going on.
Sue, questions?
Well, if you could have an hour today, because it's going on from 10 o'clock, isn't it? If you could have an hour today and it was a, you cannot miss this, what would it be?
I think we'd have to revert back to the baby animals because they are absolutely amazing, aren't they? Yeah. So the NFU have got a fantastic display area as well. So all around there, so we've got lambs, haven't we? Baby lambs.
Baby, donkey.
Baby donkeys and chicks and bunnies and guinea pigs and everything else. It's great. So I'd go there.
Jessica, anything catch your attention so far?
Oh, the baby animals, definitely. I'm so excited for that. Just how long is it actually, like, taking you to set it all up?
Well, in terms of Rosie planning it, she's been planning it for nearly a full year. She's done an exceptional job. But in terms of pulling it together actually on site, it's only just started yesterday. So they've been working around the clock to be able to get it all ready for you.
And Emma?
Yeah, I want to know more about the tractors because we just saw a ginormous one outside. So what's the tractor zone all about?
Okay, so we've got a display of new tractors. So there's new tractors there and there's a combine. We've also got vintage tractors as well, which I think is a nice balance. And there's a tractor ride, so you can actually get on the back of a trailer and go around the showground, which is highly recommended.
Have you tried that, Chloe?
Not yet. I'm waiting. Waiting. I'm very excited.
We have sorted our itineraries for the day out, and we've left Bridget and Dylan and of course Sue to actually get on with their particular stuff, which leaves Emma and Jessica and myself to actually check out some of the indoor exhibits. And we made a start by actually stopping by a sign which effectively says cheese making with Coathill Cheese, and we're delighted to be able to speak now to
Mary Davenport.
Mary, lovely to actually connect with your good self, our first official interviewee today. And I think so far, as far as the weather's concerned, you've got the best deal being inside.
It is rather blustery outside, yes.
So share with us, what will you be doing today, apart from obviously sharing your medal award-winning artisan cheese?
Today I'm going to be offering samples of our cheese, and I'm also going to be doing a short cheese making demonstration, making a soft curd cheese.
Emma.
Yeah, this sounds really interesting. So how long have you sort of been doing cheese making? Is it something you've learnt over time, or what kind of, where did you learn it really?
We started cheese making 10 years ago. We're dairy farmers, so we've been milking cows for a very, very long time and not making much money. So we decided 10 years ago to diversify into cheese making.
That's perfectly good. Jessica.
So how exactly do you make Coathill cheese?
Well, the morning milk, we use the morning milk. My husband milks the cows. The morning milk comes straight from the milking parlour through a pipe directly into the cheese vat.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. And how are you going to encourage people to make cheese? How is it all hands-on, or are you using bits and pieces of machinery here today, or...?
The cheese I'm making today is basically just to show people how the milk curdles. So, and then you get your curds and your whey. So it just shows people basically what happens to the milk during our cheese making process. So it's a small amount of milk warmed up. You add a coagulant which sets the milk and causes the proteins to join together, and then you get a little curd cheese.
Have you ever considered working with goat's milk as well, or indeed even sheep milk? Because those are the other two lines which we hear are proving very popular these days.
They are very popular. We are a dairy farm. We're not geared up.
Staying with the bovine then.
Absolutely, yes.
And finally, we see on the thing today, it's 15 minutes the duration, so that's 900 seconds in which you'll be putting everything into place. What are you most looking forward to at the Countryside Links event? Because obviously this is the first one we've actually held in Lincolnshire.
It's a very exciting event. It'll be lovely to meet members of the public and families and just educate them a little bit about farming and how important it is for the food that they eat.
Is there a web address that you actually have that you'd like to just promote as far as Coathill Cheese is actually concerned?
Coathill Cheese is coathill.com.
And that's C-O-T-E, just in case you're wondering, as opposed to a traditional coat thing. Mary, it's been fantastic connecting with your good self. Who knows, we may well return to touch base on one of these cheese-making demonstrations later on the day.
Very welcome. It'd be lovely to see you.
From there. I've been doing this for 50 years, as last April, so I've had a bit of practice. When I first started in the bakery, it was everything by hand, and it was coal-fired ovens.
Now, gentleman we're just listening to there, whilst he's kneading dough like there's no tomorrow, is, of course, the gentleman whose name is?
Pete Welborn.
Pete, good to connect with your good self. Share with us, what are you doing at Countryside Links today?
I'm showing how to make a traditional dough. This recipe I'm using today and the process is the same one that my grandpa, Cornelius Welborn, started the Welborn's Bakery in 1896.
Jessica. Oh,
this smells amazing. The smells of the spices. What kind of spices do you use in the mixture?
There are no spices in this. This is a traditional dough. What you can smell is the yeast, which has very much its own smell. Yeast is a living organism. What it's doing in there is it's reproducing, it's fermenting, and that is where you get your gases into bread and your air. And that's what makes it rise. And, you know, when you bake it off, it kills it, and you get your bread loaf. But this is as traditional as you will ever get. You know, this is just flour, yeast, salt, and local rapeseed oil.
I'm very surprised, because usually they put a lot of spices into...
You can do. There is so much... When you can make a basic dough just by even altering the fat you use, which traditionally was lard, white Vegetable white shunt is very good. Olive oil, obviously, but rapeseed oil is the latest thing, and it gives it a little bit of colour. It's a lovely golden colour and a little bit of a nutty flavour. But if you wanted to make, say, a garlic bread loaf, put garlic oil in. You know, if you can make a basic dough, then you can, you know, you can make a pizza base. This makes fabulous pizza bases. And that is just from being able to make a traditional dough.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, is it something that's quite difficult to learn? Or?
No, I don't think so, but then I've done it all my life. No, it isn't. I mean, years gone by, when you were just a twinkle in your father's eye, I would guess that his parents, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, would know how to make bread. And it doesn't take all day. The black ranges in the cottage, grandma, great-grandma would make bread two or three times a week. It's, you know, it was a thing they did, like nowadays, switching on a computer, if you like. But doing it this way, this is your time-consuming bit, really. That first quarter of an hour, getting things together, mixing it up. But then I'm going to put this to one side, covered up, warm to rise. Then I'm going to knock the air out of it, put it back again. But between times, you can catch up with your emails, you can do the ironing, the hoovering, the washing in the washing machine. It doesn't have to stop your day. And honestly, I mean, I'm lucky. Nobody wants to see a skinny baker, so I carry a bit of weight. But for me, bread and cheese, bread and honey, the Lord didn't make anything better.
I think you convinced me. It's also supposed to be very therapeutic as well. Do you find that as you're kneading?
I think so. I mean, you see, if politics have upset you, if your football team's lost, you can really take it out. And the thing is with dough, it needs to be thumped about. It needs to be well made. You're getting, you know, you're stretching things out. The gluten in there gives it the elasticity. That's what spread. That is where people with these gluten intolerance, I do feel so sorry for them because, you know, to me, eating bread is just part of life. I love bread. I could live on bread and everything that goes with it. But you know, for me, this is something that everybody should know. And it isn't difficult. Yes, you need a bit of practice. It does help with somebody like me showing you. I mean, I would say, if you nipped in and washed your hands, feel this dough, feel what it's like. What we're looking for is to try and get a chewing gum texture, a stiff chewing gum texture. That's what we're looking for. So, you know, if you want to give your hands, there's some wipes.
Do you want to try this, Jessica, to wipe the hands and get ourselves all through some
hands? And come back and feel this dough, because you've got it in there, you're all right.
Yeah. Jessica goes off to actually get the fully hygienic treatment on this particular side of things. I mean, this is phenomenal. I do get a sense that really there's an evangelist at work here, which is tremendous. What are you most looking forward to today at Countryside Links?
Well, I love it when the children cut. You never know the sort of questions you're going to get. I've worked in schools with school children, but there's usually one, well, my mum doesn't do it like that. And, you know, one of the best letters I ever got, because when I ran the bakery at Navenby, I used to always have the reception class from the school in. The letters were fabulous. Mr. Welburn, why didn't you lick your fingers when you'd finished filling the jam tarts? I mean, they sit there and you can see their little minds, their thing. I mean, last year I went to Navenby School to make something like they would call Roman bread. They wanted, but basically this recipe that I'm using in the process goes back to those sort of times. Yeast has completely changed. They would use natural yeast and leave things a long time. But I'm sure one or two kids in there thought I'd come over with the Romans to know what I knew.
Oh, that's fantastic. So do you think this is something that more people should get involved and do it themselves?
Yes, yeah. I mean, there are some great programmes on television now. My personal ambition is always to put the fun into it. They get too technical sometimes. Now, for me, your temperature gauge is that, your little finger. You're working with a warm product all the time because you've got a fermentation process going on. You keep it warm. And that's all. Not hot, you'll kill the yeast. If it's cold, you will retard it. It'll hold it back. But once, you know, just keeping things warm. Simple as that.
Well, we've been running it live, and Jessica has returned. She's been fully decontaminated, so I think all's well with the whole thing. So it's over to the expert.
You
here we go.
Not mad about a bit.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that actually feels really nice.
New Zealand are playing Australia in the cricket at present, so you might want to get a little bit sort of tense of the whole thing.
Come on, New Zealanders. Yeah, this feels really nice, actually. It's really well needed. And the texture is just
hard work.
Yeah, actually is. It's quite sticky, so...
It's getting used to it. I mean, what we're doing by turning the bowl is with your right hand, I mould with my right hand, or stir, if you like, with my right hand, and I'm turning the bowl with my left hand. But you cannot hurt dough by, you're not going to overmix by hand, and the other thing is, it wants knocking about. You need to get that gluten going.
Knock it about, Jessica, knock it about.
There is a wonderful saying, which I don't think ladies would agree, but a spaniel, a woman and a walnut tree, the more you beat them, the better they be. Well, dough's like that.
Yeah, I think we'd have to draw the line a little bit in the 21st century for our rational reasons, because we've got to be sensitive to our walnuts, obviously. And as we move on, before we get taken off air completely, what's her technique like? What's Jessica's technique like, Pete?
Well, to me, you'll appreciate, I've done this for over 50 years now. So, but really, it is getting into a... It's just a little bit of practice.
Trying to give her a good workout, really. I mean, is she managing to cope with that, really?
But, I mean, use one hand to hold your bowl and the other one to mix, because your bowl's slipping... That's better. Yeah. You see, your bowl is slipping away from you. So now... That's it, you're holding the bowl and you can turn it with your left hand. I mean, like with anything, whether it's a golfer, a cricketer, mentioning cricket, it's when people are used to it, when they do it, it looks easy. It's not, but it's not that difficult. As I said earlier, great-grandmas would make bread every week on wash day probably or whatever, but you could. That's another thing. The technicality of making a sourdough. There is a simple way of doing it. Keep a bit of one day's dough back for a couple of days on, and it will go sour. You smell some dough when it's had about 24 hours, just in a cereal bowl on the side, covered up, and it smells sour.
I think the energy levels are going through the roof in this particular one. I mean, do you feel as though you're getting a nice sort of workout as
I'm
well as getting the
definitely getting a very, very good workout here.
You're not going to hurt it. Knock it about a bit.
I'm trying.
You probably actually leave Jessica to do this on the whole thing.
I think you're going to have massive biceps by the end of this.
Working out in every sense of the word.
It's funny, you do get baker's shoulders. I have to have 44 jackets, although 42 really fit. But in here... My son was the same. My son was a fabulous baker. He's a police inspector in Nottingham now, but he was a fabulous baker. But his heart was never really in it. But he's just the same as me. It does build your muscles up.
It's been fabulous getting some thoughts today. A quick plug for your... Do you have a website? Is there a way which people can get in touch with you?
Wellborn's Bakery does, yes. I mean, I no longer work in the bakery, but I love doing these bread-making demonstrations. Meet lots of interesting people.
Exactly.
Well, and hopefully lots of pretty girls.
Absolutely. And we'll get a few full photographs for Jessica as she gets herself neat in there. Jessica, how did you find that whole experience?
Oh, it was pleasant, actually.
Just
and, you know, if you're feeling upset or, you know, angry or anything, you could just take it out on that dough and it's absolutely fine.
House on the dough. Exactly.